try it three times?
No, I don't know.
Oh, okay. We did just try it, and then it turned into a debacle.
It did. It was pretty bad.
Even a debacle that we couldn't live in.
You probably shouldn't touch that thing.
Why don't we post that like little 60-second thing as a full podcast?
Hey, everyone, this is how stupid we can be.
Tack an ad on it and everything.
Let's do it.
Okay. So there's a mini episode coming your way that it means nothing. But then again, the larger episodes mean nothing. So it's almost like a compact. It's almost like we're doing you a favor.
And I'm sure they appreciate it.
It's like a concentrated version of the nonsense. Hi, I'm Mike. That's Grizz.
I'm Grizz. That's Mike.
Lots to get to in the show, but not really, because we didn't have a pre-show meeting, which is weird on a couple of fronts. One, we usually do. And two, hey, Grizz, not for nothing, you've been hanging around. You've been around here a lot lately, man. That's not like you.
I've just been getting stuff done.
And, oh, you have?
Mm-hmm.
I hear, like, you're looking at your computer, mm-hmm. and you're typing stuff, and then you're screaming about politics for short rants.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go outside and you pace around a little bit, and then you come in and you do the odd show. We do a show here or there. Hey, we're doing one now.
You're relentless.
And then I know
where you're going.
And then I'm like, oh, but he's here a lot. Doesn't his boss care?
Uh-huh. So now that you've decided to bring this to the fore,
yeah.
Without telling me, because we didn't do any pre-show prep.
Sorry about that. That kind of was my fault. You said, should we talk about it? And I was like, yeah, on the show.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Should we talk about what's going to be on the show, Mike? Yeah, but we'll just do that on the show.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So you surprised me. And you know what? Okay, look, it's real simple.
Because you went on vacation recently, right? Didn't you go away fishing?
Yeah, I did.
What was that, a week?
It was a week. Yeah. Yeah, it was 7 days.
Oh, so you got fishing. What I thought was, oh, he's got several. He's spending some of his holiday time here, a lot of it.
Yeah. No. I lost my day job.
Yeah, I think we all knew. I think we all gathered.
Yeah, so I had a job that was a day job. Now I don't have a job that's a day job.
Me too. It just occurred to me. Yeah, I got this. But I have this because I don't have a day job now.
Yeah. Yeah, so now I will be more than likely at the pod plant a whole lot more, because
it's not necessary. There's a whole world to see now that you're free.
I have a key to the office. Oh, I think we're partners.
Yeah.
And the fact is this marijuanderer no longer has a day job.
Don't worry about that. Honestly, it's overrated. And I'm going to tell you something else.
You don't even care why.
What? Why you lost your job?
Yeah.
I think I know why you lost your job.
Okay, good. Then I don't have to say anything on air.
You can if you want.
No, I don't want to now.
Does that have anything to do with our antics?
It could have something to do with our antics. But I really do like and respect the people that I work for. So it's like not such a big deal, but I get it. So, you know.
Why didn't you quit this in time?
I know. I could have saved my job if I would just turn my back on the marijuanders, but I'm having too much fun. It's so much, you know what? It's so much better to have fun with what you're doing and I get to
than food.
Then fuck off. That's so true. Okay. It's so true. I was just thinking about that the other day. I'm like, I'm already meal planning. It's like, oh my God, what am I going to do until I find another job? But I'm here now. So I think that devoting some time at the pod plant to the marijuanders is going to be even better. And I want to enjoy what I'm doing. I've done a lot of the same stuff for the, you know, most of my life.
Yeah.
And it gets exhausting after a while. You know what I'm talking about. That's why you're here too.
It is no lie. In fact, I went to another job after my last job ended as a radio broadcaster. I went to another job and I was like, I am not doing this for these people. Forget it. You know? And so here I am. Like, it's one of those things, dude. Like, life will take you down. Let me be philosophical for just one moment, if I may.
No, God, no.
Just okay. Just let me compare it to nature. For example, the loon, right? Famous Canadian waterfowl. It has gills behind its ears for swimming, right? And it often nests under small rocks in shallow riverbeds. And that's why it has the gills behind its ears for swimming. It should never be approached alone or unarmed, because it is a direct relative of the black bear. And so there's that. Okay? So there's that.
Right.
So if I may be philosophical again in the future, I'll use other animal analogies.
I have no idea what you were getting at, but thank you for that. I was just going to say something a little more simple than that, which
that?
Was, don't you sometimes feel like in that last situation you were in, and me and mine, that sometimes you might be better than the people you work for?
No, I never. I have. No.
No.
No. I have serious security issues. I am not a huge fan of myself. I don't know. I don't know that I feel ever that way, because I do feel a little bit. I'm always kind of the you know, I have some knowledge and stuff, and I present it at the moments that it needs to come out. But mainly I like to have some fun. And so anybody who will tolerate me historically having had fun and paying me for it, thank you very much. I did feel this way, though. I missed podcasting every day. I saw a future for it the whole time. And I saw it growing before my very eyes when I was in it already. And I was like, oh, I'm being left behind, man.
Yeah, I know. Like, when you called me for this, it kind of blew my mind. Right. When we started talking about the marijuana so many months ago.
Yeah.
I was like, ah, come on. No, no, no.
Yeah. But and now then, look, we are absolutely mediocre personalities in the cannabis industry.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much. Pretty much. We might even go to some conventions next year.
It looks to me, did I see an email about that?
There was an email that came through.
Are we going to that?
I think that we're going to go to the O Cannabis Conference in Niagara Falls.
When's that?
It's next April.
Okay.
But apparently some people have already been in touch with them that are friends, I guess.
Yeah.
And
you mean our manager?
Not him. Maybe. Is that what we call him?
Garth?
Yeah.
Garth wants to kill me.
Like literally or figuratively?
I think figuratively, but he definitely physically wants to kill you.
No, Garth is my friend.
That's really adorable.
And he doesn't want to kill him.
He does.
Hey, what was that weed we just smoked? Because honestly, I am completely locked into this fucking chair at the moment. I'm not even kidding.
What's going on over there?
I don't know.
Describe to me how you feel.
I'm sitting here tapping my legs up and down, and I'm just locked into this chair. I've put myself in a position that I don't normally put myself in.
No, you
in the
really
studio.
Are a little relaxed. Do you feel good right now?
I feel anxious for some reason.
I don't want you to feel anxious, man. You're free. You're a free man now.
Yeah, I know, but I still feel anxious for some reason. I don't know what it is.
Hmm.
Can't stop shaking my legs.
Okay, let's analyze it. Maybe we use that weed to peel back a layer of the onion on good old Grizz over
I'm
there.
I'm not doing the Bob Newhart
no?
thing. No, you're
What's
not.
What's Bob Newhart?
When he played the psychiatrist. Remember the Bob Newhart show?
Fuck, who even remembers that?
What do you mean, who remembers that? I remember that. You remember
it's
it.
Terrible.
Well, it's not terrible. It's a great show.
I can almost hear the theme music. It took place in Vermont. That guy was a
no, that's
show.
Not the one.
What is that?
That's the
that
one
was called Newhart.
That was Newhart. The Bob Newhart show was Suzanne Plachet.
Oh, back in the day.
Back in the day when it was really funny. When you could do more on TV.
Yeah, right? That was good.
It was good.
Back in the day when they had good shows on.
And cars were square.
Why are you so anxious? You seem better now that we're talking about old school television.
I don't
You're
know,
regressing.
Man. I don't know. I don't know. I like old school television, I guess. I was
are
watching
you uptight because you lost your job?
You know what? I am, too. I think I am. I think that's what it is. You start to wonder. It's like, do I have enough put away for a little while? And where am I going to land?
Do you?
I don't know.
Oh,
it's gonna
God.
Be close.
What about being a gigolo? Because you're quite an eyeful.
I thought about that once.
Yeah?
Yeah, I did once.
Oh, I got an idea.
No.
Start a weed delivery service.
No chance.
Why not, man? It's like people need the service. You'd be doing good for society, making a few bucks on the side.
Right.
Sure, maybe okay. You get a blade put to your neck a couple of times.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Not happening. I'll deliver pizzas before I deliver.
Why?
Like
would well, you, why would you deliver pizza when you could deliver weed and pizza?
I bet you I get more tips delivering pizza.
You just, have I ever tipped my delivery guy? Even ever?
See? All you got to do is think for a second.
Oh, man. Can you get back to me if you're listening to this show? Anybody, do we tip? Do you tip your weed delivery people?
Actually, that's a really good question. Should you tip your weed delivery person?
Oh, my God. Of course you should. Why haven't I? What the fuck is wrong with me?
I don't know. I guess it's... Well, you know what? You should, because you're... Technically, you're not... paying HST.
Wait. I think we're off the hook.
Are
because we?
We
shout them out.
That's true, too.
Yeah.
That's true. Well,
no, no, man, that shouldn't be it. I should still tip.
We're really high right now.
I am not.
You're not.
I refuse to say that.
You're looking pretty locked into that chair yourself.
I'm enjoying
the mic. I've never seen you that comfortable.
I'm enjoying the situation. Maybe it's just that you and I needed to take. We often have guests in the studio. We had one lined up for today that I neglected to get in touch with. Next week, joining us, THC God. And that's GXD.
Look at how comfortable.
We just both put our feet up on the table, didn't we?
I don't
know. Look at us, men of leisure.
I think that it's been, we've had such a whirlwind over the past few months with this show and the guests coming in. And
it's the summer wind down.
Is it the wind down, man? Because we've been busy this summer.
Yeah, man.
There's been a lot going on.
We've got about 3 days in which we can breathe, and then we are back at it in a big way.
Yeah.
I mean, you, listen, I don't want you feeling bad for Grizz. He's a hip happening businessman. He's got shit going on. But that gets busy for you. Your biz gets busy.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you noticed, but around the studio here, it's getting a little buzzy.
I noticed that.
So maybe we just take a breath here and just, why don't we give thanks for what kind of summer we had? Because I had a great summer. I enjoyed it.
Like, what kind of stuff did you do? Let's add up our summer just for a couple of minutes. Like, why not?
I don't want to do this.
No?
Because now when we compare our summers, you're going to kill yourself because you're out of work and then you're going to hear what summer I had and you're going to want to die.
Yeah, I know. That's why I want to do this because I know what your entire summer has been because I've lived it.
Yeah.
Right on this side. So
yeah.
So let's go back to June. What did you do in June?
In April, I went to Europe.
Okay.
And then in June, I went to Europe.
Yeah. Go on.
I didn't want to do this.
Go.
Florida.
Right.
Halifax.
Right.
So let's see. I had Austria, Hungary, Slovakia, Holland, or Netherlands, I guess.
Yeah.
Jamaica.
Uh-huh.
Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Halifax. And then some other spots in Ontario.
Uh-huh.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was just awesome. I saw a seal. Did I tell you this?
No.
I saw a seal in at the port in Halifax.
Like just hanging out on the dock?
Yeah. He was like doing a shot. I was so high. And all of a sudden, there's a seal in the water. And he's flipping about. And I'm looking around at me on the boardwalk like, does anybody see the seal?
That's the best. You're probably just sitting there with your mouth open, just watching this fucking seal go up and down.
I have to tell you how it ended. I look up, and there's a seal, and I say, out loud enough that somebody went, oh. I said, oh, seal.
You were alone. brutal.
So then I'm enjoying the seal, and he disappears into the water, just like a mermaid. And I want to see him again so bad.
Just there and gone.
I stand there like he's going to come to the surface.
He doesn't at all. He's gone.
To the point where this little old lady said, I don't think he's coming back. Because she saw me just waiting for my seal to come back.
That's fucking hysterical.
Oh, man. But it put on like a real, it was just like, hey, there's a real stoner on the pier right now.
That's great.
Let's fuck him up.
Oh, that's hysterical. Hey, did I tell you that lady friend listened to the show?
Oh, hey, lady friend.
Yeah, lady friend listened
to
the show.
Hey, lady friend.
So she thought it was pretty funny.
Hey, you whip him into shape. You heard I said?
No, don't let her whip me into shape.
Whip him into shape.
She's a taskmaster. Got to be careful.
You know what she should do is
she's
marry you. So
she's a whipper.
She should marry you.
Did you just say that on air?
Well, you're just go with me. Well, you're a good catch, and then she can be married to this guy one day.
I don't like the way that the liberals are running things.
You think I can end up like that? That's great. That's fucking great.
I'll go on to Wixon's grave to yell for a while.
The funny thing is I can see myself doing it. standing in a cemetery staring at
you. What are you going to do as an old man if I'm gone from the abuse I put my body through? Who are you going to yell at then? The nurses?
Oh, God. That would be hysterical, man. Visual of that alone.
Well, let me ask you. What did Lady Friend... Ooh, I hate that phrase.
Why do you hate that phrase so much?
Because
she hates it too.
I feel like it feels like my creepy uncle finally got a date and he's like, I don't like it. It's like,
you don't like Lady Friend?
No, man, it's creepy old man-ish.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's kind of polite because girlfriend, when you're our age, kind of sounds lame.
You know what it sounds like to me?
What?
Refreshing and nice.
Thank you. Girlfriend or lady friend?
Girlfriend. I think it's fun. It's youthful and fun.
All right. Okay. No,
what's wrong
enough.
With youthful and fun? I don't like youthful and fun. The liberals instated that back in the 80s, and we've been paying for fun ever since.
You're such a dick. Anyway, you had a fucking question. What were you going to ask me?
What? What was I going to ask you? I don't know.
I don't know, but lady friend of the show.
What did she think? What did she think of the show?
She thought you were hysterical.
Well, she wouldn't be right on that.
And she thought that the two of us have very good chemistry together. And
we do. It's all that kissing we've done.
That's just gross and untrue.
all right.
And she was very surprised that we actually do this show solid in one take, and there's no edits, and we never stop it.
Oh, well, she really?
Yeah, she couldn't believe that it was. She thought everything was written and planned out, and thought that was kind of cool. That's a nice thing to hear. That's a really nice thing to hear.
It
right?
is, yeah.
Because it's not easy to. I've listened to other podcasts, as of you, and it's a difficult thing sometimes to.
Let's soak it in with a little bit of reggae in the background right now, okay?
Is that what you're going to
do? Yeah, we're going to just. Okay, look, when I make a production note, just pretend that it's going to be there in the mix in the end, and I'll put the music in afterward.
Yeah, you can do that. Yeah. I just want you to know this weed we smoked is like really mellow. This is probably going to be the mellowest conversation I've ever
I think
had
it's fine.
Show.
I think it's fine. I think everybody needed a break from our frivolity. And
I think so,
and,
too.
And what's the other word for it? There's another word for it that means the same thing, but... palaver. Our palaver.
Our palaver.
And then here we are, hoist by our own petard.
What's a palaver?
A palaver is like nonsense noise. You know.
That's a word?
Let's end all the palaver and get back to work.
Are you messing with me? Is
no,
that
no,
really
no,
a word?
No, it's a good one. Hoist by my own petard is another one.
I know petard.
What is a petard?
I don't know what a petard
is. It is a sack of... petard is a satchel of gunpowder. And so it means to be blown up by your own gunpowder.
Foisted by your own petard.
Hoist by my own petard.
Is it hoist or foist?
Hoist by my own petard.
You sure?
I am not. Then let's go with foist. If it's fucking important to you to make it foist, add the F, fucker. And foist it is. Okay?
Oh, blame the liberals for all...
We started taking F's off everything back in 75 because of the Olympics and the liberals.
It's so, you do that so well, man. That's hysterical.
It's almost like I've heard my life from somebody. And you know what? There's my buddies are Italian, and their grandfathers, their nonnos, are the same way.
My libero come and do this and every time. And then they unravel everything that we come to and we manage that we lose every money.
You know what you got to do with your friend's parents?
Yeah.
Ask them to say raccoon.
My raccoon.
No. I've always noticed with, especially with my
Italian
friends.
What do they say?
Raccoon.
Raccoon?
Raccoon.
I like it.
The raccoon. Go get the raccoon. The raccoon makes the steps on the driveway, and then I got to wash off the driveway, right? Because they're always out there washing off the driveway in their cars, right? Because of the raccoon.
Okay, my buddy's dad, he used to say this.
My, you guys, come over here at 4, 5, 6.
And so like after a while, I said to my buddy, like, why is your dad with the counting 4, 5, 6 all the time? He goes, oh, he thinks he's saying, he keeps thinking that he's saying, for fuck's sakes.
4, 5, 6.
Oh,
that's great, man.
No, I just love it.
That's hysterical. My grandfather was good for that, too. My grandfather, Shovel, was a Shelpel.
A Shelpel.
Shelpel.
Oh.
Shelpel.
Yeah, go get me a Shelpel.
And Bubbles, Barbles. Make the barble on the window. What? The barble. Bubble. That's what he used to do. It was hysterical, man.
I like that your grandfather was Colonel Clank
from
Hogan's Heroes.
Actually, a really cool story about my grandfather. You're going to love this, right? This is just something to freak everybody out.
Sure.
It freaks me out, too. right? So we never really knew anything about my grandfather, right? My
you're about to tell me your grandfather was a Nazi.
No, criminal. No. This is really interesting.
Oh, boy.
Right? So my mother's paternal father died in the Second World War. So This was her stepfather. So my grandfather was my mother's stepfather. So anyway, the interesting thing about him is, right, after he passed away, we started to... You know, you go through his things and stuff like that.
You found his personal porn collection, no, didn't you?
No, we found pictures of him in both uniforms, ally and German, right?
And, oh, wow.
Yeah, so that was like, okay. And there was only one story he ever spoke of from the war, right? Which was he was captured. He didn't say who by whom he was captured. It was him and his friend, and there were two soldiers in front of him. And he used to wear he would strap his watch around his ankle, right? So they did a frisk and they told him to take his watch off. And he tells a story, he bent down and to take his watch off. And as he bent down, he came back up and he wiped these two guys out, completely wiped them out. And then
he had a dagger on him or something?
No, barehanded.
Wow.
Like he was a tough guy. But then it was like, we discovered that he had like another family back there. So when he left Europe, he came here.
What?
Yeah.
What, like wife and kids?
Yeah, it was really, 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 really weird, man.
Yeah, he had a second family, your grandfather?
Yeah, it was weird.
Did you ever contact them?
No.
We are going to on this show.
No, we're not.
Why wouldn't we?
No, we're not. No, we're not. No, we're good.
I'll take a me and 23, a 23 and me test to see, just to see what my genetics are, if we can have a crack at the second family.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Maybe
stuff,
they're wealthy.
Man. They might be. Who knows?
Maybe you need in on some of that. Granddaddy, second family. Well,
you never know. You never know,
that's
man.
Crazy.
It was a weird time. Yeah, man. It was. I got some. My family did some. They had some really some true trials and tribulations on both sides, right? But it was that when we found those pictures, we're like, what? How did that happen? Okay, so like you're like it's kind of cool now, right? You're going back. It's like was he a double agent? Like, was he, if he could, you know, take people out with his bare hands, was he special forces?
It's so funny. I see it from the other side. I thought to myself, this son of a bitch left his family that turncoat.
Yeah, well, that too. Yeah, I suppose. Good point.
You know what? Right. If I have to find the comedy in it, I'll be honest with you. That was a stretch because that's a cool bit of history.
Well, it is a cool bit of history. And the other thing is he may not have been able to find his family right after the war.
I'll bring it there.
Right. So, because my uncle, he did a weird thing, right? Like, I can't believe, what is that weed that we smoked? We're getting these stories.
Keep going.
So, like, my uncle walked, like, 5,400 kilometers across Europe.
Forrest Gump.
Like, pretty much. And by the time he was captured, he was released,
Chris.
Dude, at 15.
Wow.
15. And by 17, he finally, his family started out in Poland.
Yeah.
And one day he left and then he came home like 2 days later and the whole family was gone. Everything was wiped out.
Oh.
And then he found him 2 years later and somehow in Germany and he walked up a driveway. He was 17 years old and 75 pounds. Man, and some of the stories that he tells about his trip on foot and by cattle car and in the camps and man, it was something else. This weed is way too like dark.
By the way, the weed is something I don't know if many people get access to. It's called Athena God. Thank you very much for joining us today. Don't forget to subscribe and tell a friend and send a donation. Grizz is out of work. Bye.
I never want to smoke that weed again.